heaven. Halliburton is not thy name. Vice President Dick Cheney received $44 million in pay for the 5 years he was CEO of Halliburton and Associates. Halliburton has received nearly $11 billion in no-bid contracts for its work in Iraq. In 2002, more than $150 billion of public money was transferred from the Pentagon to private contractors. Private contractors are exempt from the Freedom of Information Act and insulated from congressional oversight. The Wall Street Journal reported that Halliburton had overcharged the government by $16 million for feeding troops at a military base in Kuwait. During Cheney's tenure at Halliburton, the company used offshore subsidiaries so that it could do business with Iraq, Libya, and Iran, three countries who had strict sanctions placed on them by our government because of their support for terrorism. In the 5 years before Dick Cheney joined Halliburton, the company did $100 million in government work. During Dick Cheney's 5 years, this jumped to $1.5 billion of government work. Two of Halliburton's employees took $6.3 million in kickbacks for hiring Kuwaiti subcontractors in Iraq. The day after the kickbacks were discovered, the government awarded Halliburton $1.2 billion to rebuild the oil industry in Iraq. A top-secret document from Dick Cheney's Energy Task Force described the policy of capturing new and existing oil and gas fields in rogue states. Halliburton's 2002 annual report describes counterterrorism as a growth industry. Dick Cheney still receives $150,000 a year from Halliburton. Forever and ever. Amen.